Once upon a time, there was a wheelwright. And this wheelwright was a master of his trade. He'd worked for decades, years and years and years, so that whenever anybody needed wheels made, he was the first person that they turned to. And so, when the king required new wheels for his carriage, who did he ask? That wheelwright. And soon the wheelwright was hard at work, having put aside all his other commissions, hard at work making four wheels for the king's new carriage. Why? He used the best materials that money could buy, and he worked and worked all the hours God sends. He worked and he worked and he worked and he worked until after 2 months of working like this, why, the four wheels, they were so perfect, so ready, so true. Until it was just one day before the wheels were to be delivered, when, late in the evening, there was a knock at the door. The wheelwright went to the door and he answered it. And what did he find there? There was a soldier from the king's own army, standing there. And he said, "Excuse me, but the king has requested that I take the four wheels away and test them to be sure that they are ready for delivery." "Test them?" said the wheelwright. "Yes," said the soldier. "I need to put them through some tests, just to see they're strong and true and ready for the king." I see, said the wheelwright. Well, okay, you better take them then. And the soldier took all four of the wheels, took them under his arm, and walked away with them. And the wheelwright just stood there, and he watched the soldier disappearing down the street, noticing that he shone, did that soldier. He really, really shone. Well, he sat in his shop and he lit a candle, and the night wore on. The night wore on and got darker and darker, until all the other people in the town were going to bed, but not the wheelwright. The thought of his four precious wheels out there somewhere being tested by that soldier kept him awake all night long. What was he doing with them? What possible tests was he devising for them? And as the night wore on and the dawn began to come, and still no soldier had returned, the wheelwright became rather worried. What if he got ahead of himself and thought up a test so terrible that my poor old wheels got broken by it? What if my wheels are in pieces now? What if there's nothing left to return? And still the dawn came, and the dawn came, and it got brighter and brighter, and he'd been waiting all through the night, but still his wheels were not there. And he started thinking now of even more terrible things. Why, maybe the soldier had done something so extreme that now the soldier was dead as well as the wheels broken, and he was never going to get his wheels back. And still the dawn came, and still the dawn came, until he heard all around him the sounds of people waking up, and getting up, and going about their business. And he sat there, and he sat there, and now in his mind he could think of nothing else but some terrible tragedy had befallen the poor soldier, and his four wheels were lost forever. Well, he must have slept a little bit, probably slept with his head down on the table, because there was a knock at the door that quite woke him up. Woke him up, and he startled, and he went to the door and he opened it, and there, standing there, was the king's own chamberlain.
"Come to take delivery of your wheels," said the chamberlain.
But I don't have them," said the wheelwright. "Your soldier came and took them away last night."
"Soldier?" said the chamberlain. "We didn't send a soldier."
"You didn't?" said the wheelwright. "But he came. I knew he was from the king's army. He looked like one of the king's soldiers. Did you say you didn't send one?"
"We certainly didn't," said the chamberlain.
"And now where are the wheels that we've been paying you to make?" And the wheelwright felt his whole world collapse around him. The soldier wasn't really a soldier. He was somebody else. "Oh, oh," said the wheelwright, "I don't know what to do now. I don't have any wheels to give you." The chamberlain said, "Well, you better come and see the king then." And so off they went, and they clapped him in chains, and they brought him before the king, and as he walked through the king's courtyard, what did he see? But there was a carriage, a beautiful golden carriage, without any wheels, waiting, waiting for his. And when he was brought before the king, why, he figured that honesty was the only thing to do. And so he told the king the whole story of how that shining soldier had come the night before and taken away the wheels, apparently to test them. And the king listened to the whole thing, and he pondered very deeply, and he wrinkled his moustache, and he listened, and he said, "Go home. I'll call for you in the morning. I need to think about all this." So the poor old wheelwright was sent home in chains, and the soldiers kept guard on him just in case he might run away, for he was now in terrible trouble, so they said. But the king, he sat on his balcony, and he gazed up into the sky. He gazed up into the sky, and he wondered and he pondered at everything that he had just heard. Gazed up into the sky and narrowed his eyes as if looking for something. A whole day went by, and when evening came and the clouds were pink and beautiful in the sky, why, what did the king see? But there, riding out of the clouds, dividing the sky between heaven and earth, there came a most beautiful chariot. A most beautiful chariot driven by an angel with wings and pulled by a team of winged horses. And spinning beneath that chariot were four fine wheels, shining in the sunlight, shining in the sunlight. And the king cried with joy. The king cried with joy as the chariot came closer and closer and closer until it landed right there on his balcony. "Your Majesty," said the angel, "I have taken these wheels away and tested them for a night and a day. And I can assure you, Your Majesty, that whenever you ride in a carriage with these wheels, your judgment shall be sound, your words shall be wise, and your heart shall be full of kindness." And the king wept for joy, and he thanked the angel, and the angel flew away into the sky with the chariot and the horse, leaving behind the wheels. Well, the next day, the wheelwright was called, and as he walked in chains through the town to the king's palace, as he crossed the courtyard, what did he see? But there was a golden carriage, and beneath it were the four wheels that he had made. And when he stood before the king had the chains taken off and told him that he was a free man again. Indeed, he was now to be richly rewarded. "For," said the king, "two nights ago I prayed and I prayed that I might be made a better king. And the angels heard me and sent one of their kind dressed as one of my soldiers to take the wheels away and test them. But in truth, he blessed them." And with that, he sent away the wheelwright with an extra bag of gold for giving his wheels away at exactly the right moment. And it's true that whenever the king rode in his carriage with those four wheels rumbling beneath it, his judgment was sound, his words were wise, and his heart was full of kindness.